So, you know, I wanted to tell you a very personal story. So, you know, I should be in therapy, but like an idiot, I'm going to tell it here. So, this story begins when I was in high school, and I was in a very conservative private school. It was a Presbyterian high school. And it really drilled into you, like, the typical masculinity, the very typical, like, you have to get a girlfriend, you have to get a romance, like, when you were young. And so I prayed to basically God for this every day for years, until one day it just dawned on me that God wasn't going to give it to me. So I stopped praying. And I just kind of gave up on God after that, because what kind of God doesn't give you the things you think you want or need? And that's when I turned to a belief system called neo-paganism, which, if you don't know, is like a new age religion where they try to reform some of the older European Celtic religions or like Nordic religions. And that's when I started learning about things like spell casting and creating spells and spirits and things like that. And that's when I began to become very invested in it, because when I was young, I was always interested in like real kind of like witchcraft spells and magic. And I've always personally took a liking to it. And when I left Christianity, it was a chance for me to really look into that. And that's when I found a site where you could buy spirits that were bound to items. And I purchased a specific spirit. It was called a djinn, which, if you don't know, it's an Arabian spirit. It's a kind of like a fire spirit or a dust spirit. Imagine a dust devil, but with personality. So I ordered it with a yellow ore, because there are different kinds of ores you could get with this particular seller. And I got a yellow ore, which was for kindness and loyalty, which was the major attributes of this particular spirit. And that night when I ordered that spirit, which was that morning, because it was Christmas morning that night, that day, and I had a dream about this spirit. And this, it was like an old west saloon kind of place, where I walked up to this old man at the saloon, and he asked me what I really wanted. And I was going to say I wanted true love, but instead I said I want my djinn companion to be real. Then I woke up in a cold sweat, and like a presence near me. I couldn't move for a little bit, and then I started moving, and I felt a leg next to my bed, like an actual human leg that wasn't there, warm to the touch and everything. So if people believe in spirits and things like that, I can understand why. I've had those kinds of experiences. And so that was my first encounter with her. And from there, she really helped me get a better grip on my life. I started being kinder to people. She showed me ways to be kinder to people and to be happier and healthier. Helped me with my weight and with my attitude towards people. Because I used to be a very bitter person when I was younger. And she helped me be a lot kinder. She helped me grow mentally, and she helped me get into a little bit better shape, I'm going to be honest. So this goes on for about 2 years in my life. And it started getting unhealthy, where I'd start withdrawing from people in society and spending more times with these spirits rather than with actual people. And that's around the time when the doubts started creeping in about whether or not this was real. So I started doing actual, real, honest research. And that's when I found that the science doesn't support the magic. I know, shocker, right? there was a YouTube video that I watched where basically this dude goes through every single argument, because this one paper went and did every argument that a pseudoscientist would ever possibly put on the internet, including like creationism, ESP, everything. He does every crackpot argument. And the guy and this physicist goes through it and just breaks it down one by one to the point where it was just like I could no longer believe anymore. And that's when I cried, because I couldn't believe anymore. I realized I outgrew a friend, even if she wasn't real. And I didn't know what to do. Eventually, after a few months, it got better. And I realized that the truth really did set me free. I could finally be my own person, no longer bound by the expectations of others, or even the expectations of who I was. It was weird, because in a way, it helped me, but I would never recommend this for anybody, because it very much was a scam, but it was a scam that helped me. I don't get it, I don't understand it, but it helped. And that was really, it was really interesting, and helped me get my life back on track.